Well, listeners, we're joined now by our round ball expert, Paul Shorter from the Caboolture FC. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Gordon.
How are you?
Well, it's been a good weekend with cricket. God knows what else is going on in the football world. It's Ben Stokes is another local hero.
I knew when we were going to talk football. I just knew it. I knew what was going to happen, Paul Shorter. I've got to bet I'm with John Owen from the studio here that if the Aussies lose the Ashes, I've got to wear a dress. But at 1-1, I've still got a chance because there's still two games to go. But what an absolute incredible innings by Sir Ben Stokes.
I'm not a massive cricket fan, Gordon, but when it comes to the Ashes, it's something that I watch quite a bit. And, what a superb innings from Ben Stokes. And 1-1, all to play for.
Yes, well and truly. Well, what about the Brisbane Premier League round 22? And Caboolture beat last place North Pine 6-0 and one game still to play. Cameron Scott a double. Is that how it's panning out?
Yeah, one more game to go, Gordon. It was a good game at the weekend. I said North Pine and local derby, and you know they certainly come down to upset us, and we said about them early, and double from Cam, and at the end of the day, it was never in doubt. But it's always good to finish on a high on the season, and I said we've got one game left against Turinga. Unfortunately, can't make finals, but you know I know Nathan very well, and I'm sure he'd get the players up and wants to go out on a high rather than them. Then fizzle out at the end of the season, so he's definitely going to want to win next week, and I'm sure that the training will reflect that.
And of course, there must have been something in the water at the Caboolture FC over the weekend because the reserves had a 5-0 win with a double to Jake Davies as well.
Yeah, young Jake's only 17-year-old, and he's popped up with two goals. And look, they're a work in progress, a young side, and they've certainly finished the second half of the season very, very strongly. Just missing out. Results didn't go our way at the weekend, and unfortunately, that was our last game of the season. But the boys finished on a high, and that's all we can ask.
Yes, they finished in sixth spot. Well, now you're under 18s, Division 1. A 2-1-0 loss to the Gap yesterday in the semi.
Yeah, unfortunately, went down 2-1. It was an end-to-end game. Yeah, they put a lot of effort in, and unfortunately, they just fell short. And unfortunately, their season finishes too.
And your Division 4, they defeated Redlands 2-1, so they're still alive?
Yeah, great result for those. Go down Redlands and win 2-1. Those boys will be dead chuffed to be in that grand final. So, yeah, we look forward to going up and watching them.
Now, your Brisbane Premier League youth team, gee, you're under 16s. That was a massacre of Turinga with Matthew Gaskey, 5 goals, 3rd on the ladder now.
Yeah, young Matt got 5. The boys went to Turinga with a big mission in front of them. They got scored 21 goals in two games to claim the minor premiership. And they got 11 of them on the weekend. Should have been 15, 16, but they certainly went about Turinga with great gust. And they go to Brisbane City next week with their game in hand. And who knows, the boys are up for it. They're certainly capable. So if they do managed to massacre them as well. They actually win the minor premiership, so very exciting for the 16s. And as I said, they're a young group of boys that have certainly got a big future in our club.
And your 14s, well, they had a win over Mitchelton 2-0, 4th on the ladder, and your under 13s defeated Turinga 2-0. They finished, they're on top of the ladder. So it's some fantastic signs there for the future for the Caboolture FC with those youngsters.
Yeah, it is, Gordon. There's a lot of good youngsters in around our club, and they certainly deserve all the credit. They've put a lot of hard work in. The coaches work really, really hard with them and create good things and great atmosphere. And the three BYPL coaches are very close and always talking and chatting on how things are going and how they can improve their game. And we certainly look forward to the future and these names coming up and about in 5 or 6 years' time in the Rocksdale Reserve and First Grade.
And your women's teams?
Yeah, they've certainly got finals coming up this weekend. I think they're at home. They're certainly looking to make grand finals, and they stand a good chance. So hopefully this weekend, I believe it's a 12 o'clock kickoff for our reserve grade, a 3 o'clock kickoff for our senior women, and our senior men take the stage at 6 o'clock. So it's going to be a big weekend down there for our women, and hopefully they can crack the finals and make us proud and get to that grand final.
And your team of the week, Paul?
Well, look, Gordon, it could be one of a number of teams that have team of the week this week, but I will give a big shout out to our 14-2 girls. They've got unbeaten all season. They claimed their first minor premiership this week. They were, you know, bottom dwellers last year, not doing very well, and they've come together this year with Nathan as their coach, and he's certainly done wonders there. And they've claimed the minor premiership and looking for a grand final berth in the coming weeks. And to go unbeaten in any season at any grade is a fantastic achievement. And yeah, so I'd probably give it to them. But to be fair, Gordon, I think if you really look at it, the whole club deserves Team of the Week, really. There's been a lot of great achievements this year and from top to bottom. So it's been a fantastic year. Our volunteers have worked tirelessly, and you know, to have 880 members in our club has been phenomenal, and we're looking to increase that next year and go on in leaps and bounds.
Absolutely fantastic. Paul, well, let's have a look at the FFA Cup down to the final 16. The Magpies Crusaders lost 4-0 and Brisbane Olympic lost 3-2 to Adelaide United. This Wednesday night, the Brisbane Strikers will take on Manly United and the Brisbane Roar will take on the Central Coast Mariners. So some fantastic games coming up. Of course, that Brisbane Roar match is at Dolphin Stadium at Redcliffe.
Yeah, it's good for the local community to get that game down at the Dolphins. It's a fantastic stadium. You know, it really is fit in for the Roar to go down there and play. And you know, must talk about Olympic. You know, to go out 3-2 to Adelaide, is Ben Cohn up there as a senior coach. He's done a wonderful job. And you know, to go down 3-2 is a gutting achievement. And you know, they should be proud. And the Strikers hopefully can do us proud this weekend along with the Roar and get two Queensland teams into the next round, and that's all we can hope for.
Exactly. Well, in the under 18 championship, the young Socceroos, they had a 1-0 victory over Malaysia, so well done to them. And, of course, the 24 players have now been selected for Australia's upcoming under-23 internationals against New Zealand, and they'll be played in Wollongong and Campbelltown, and they're going to be vital. So we're looking forward to seeing what happens with those. And in the English Premier League, round 3 of 38... Liverpool maintained their perfect start. They ended Arsenal's perfect record. The Reds outclassed the Gunners 3-1.
Yeah, great. Yeah, there's no stopping Liverpool. As much as I don't want to say, they were absolutely on fire at the weekend and run out 3-1 winners. Could have been a lot more. They certainly seem to be the team to be at the minute. They're still unbeaten, and they're just unstoppable. I mean, Gordon, they're front three in Salah, Mane, and Rob Ober just fantastic. They just don't stop running and don't stop working off the ball. And you know, for any youngster out there that's got an ambition to play in the higher leagues, they wouldn't go far watching those three guys and what they do off the pitch with Van Dijk at the back there. 3-1's great result, really.
Well, they're on top on 9 points, 2 ahead of Man City, but early days. And of course, Crystal Palace, they stunned Man United, and good win to Palace.
Yeah, really good win. I see United missed a penalty, and you know, Palace have gone up the other end and snatched it late. But that's the Premier League all over, Gordon. You know, and it's, anyone's beaten anyone at any given time when they're on their game. And you know, Newcastle beaten Spurs this weekend, and you know, Norwich really running Chelsea right to the very end as well. But West Ham had an easy win, so that's all. That's great news.
Well, of course, that was against Watford, but that was their third successive Premier League defeat, 3-1 to West Ham. And I'm wondering why you're so happy with the cricket and West Ham.
Yeah, as I said, it's been a great weekend. We've won the local derby in our senior men. I've woke up Sunday morning to see West Ham win 3-1 and sort of get up this morning and see that we've won the cricket too, Gordon. So it really has been a good weekend. But no, all jokes aside, it's great to be involved in such close games. And it's good for every code to have that, with the Lions doing well in the AFL, to have every character in Queensland and the country doing really, really well, it just adds to that excitement and gets kids playing sport. So that's what it's all about.
And as we said, the Sunshine Coast Lightning minor premiers in the Super Netball as well. Well, Paul Shorter, as usual, it's been fantastic to chat to you. Congratulations to the England cricket team and to West Ham on their wins on the weekend. But don't forget, Chelsea also had a 3-2 win over Norwich.
Yeah, they certainly did. And Frank got his first win, and yeah, it was a close call, but yeah, you know, Frank's playing a bit of youth in there with Abraham's up front. He got a brace, so yeah, good on him. It's all to play for, Gordon. Another 36 rounds to go.
Exactly right, and we'll look forward to chatting to you as we go through the season. Thank you very much for joining us here on 101.5 FM Sport.